With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a weekend rally in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump saying Kamala Harris once wanted to ban an oil and gas extraction process commonly used in that state.
She said, "I don't want fracking in Pennsylvania." She said it hundreds of times. "I don't want it anywhere." We would. Then a couple of months ago, when the polls are showing that she's getting clobbered, well, actually, nobody actually thought they were politically correct. They wanted to be politically correct.
Democrats, meanwhile, set to begin their national convention tomorrow in Chicago. Security said to be ultra tight. Also, at srnnews.com, some scary moments in Northern Ireland.
More than 400 homes in Northern Ireland have been evacuated to remove what is suspected to be a World War II-era bomb. Police said that the removal operation could take more than 5 days. The device was discovered in Uinards, an area of County Down, about 9 miles east of Belfast. Police thanked residents for their patience and understanding. But they say that safety is the reason for the evacuation, and they won't take any risks. An emergency support center was set up for residents who had to move out of their homes. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
One of Russia's most active volcanoes erupting, spewing plumes of ash 3 miles into the sky over the far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula and briefly triggering a code red warning for aircraft. No reports of any fatalities. A Georgia sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed responding to a report of a domestic dispute. Later, police simply said that wasn't the case. They had the deputy was ambushed by a suspect who later took his own life. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rolo says, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruling that an informational pamphlet that, or rather, for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. House Speaker Ben Thomas says it's intended to keep voters to understand the current law. Several states will be voting this fall on legislation that would add abortion to the state constitution. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are beginning to show more interest in owning miniature cows, miniature goats, and other little critters as pets.
Animal breeders say sales of pint-sized farm animals have grown since the COVID-19 pandemic, when more people started raising backyard chickens for fun and fresh eggs. Like chickens, many farm animals appeal to beginners without much land who want to taste a rugged agrarian lifestyle. To be sure, raising these miniature animals comes with a learning curve. John Scott reporting.
Tropical storm Ernesto headed further into the Atlantic, but did send powerful swells toward the U.S. East Coast, generating rip currents associated with at least 2 deaths and prompting many rescues. In one incident in New Jersey, a fisherman was washed off a north jetty Saturday, but he was later rescued. More details at srnnews.com.